Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 3rd of March, and I'm recording at 10:04 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, this was a really interesting day in here. Somewhat mixed fortunes, but it looked early on as if the stock market rally was losing a little momentum. Well, I'm going to say it looked that way in Europe and the U.S. for a while, but actually Asia did quite well, but Asia was following the extremely strong performance that we saw in Europe and the USA yesterday. So what did Asia do? Well, most of these indices were higher. Japan, a solid 1.28% on the Nikkei, 225. In China, we had modest gains on the mainland. Well, some of the mainland indices. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.33%. But we had very small declines, 0.33% to half that for the Hang Seng Index and also the Shenzhen Composite Index. China Enterprise Index was up 0.1%. Then elsewhere, we had pretty decent gains, including India yet again, Sensex up 1.5%, and this time looks like Singapore up nearly 2.25% overall. Thailand up over 1%. Those were the highlights in the Asia-Pacific region. Now, in Europe, mixed fortunes, modest gains, less than 0.5% for Sweden, and best gain, but only 0.75% for Italy, and Spain, a tiny gain here overall. Germany, a small loss, 0.25%. And that's pretty much the tone. So actually, Switzerland had the biggest decline on the day. That was down 1.1%. In the Americas, I should say, Wall Street, very interesting, in the minus column for most of the day. And then it picked up as we were approaching the close. Picked up in the last hour of trading, really. And we ended with the Dow up 44.5 points. That's 0.25%. Takes it up to 16,943, nearly 44. The S&P, all important, up nearly 7 points to 1993. So pressing right up against that declining 200-day moving average, and that's up 0.33%. NASDAQ. Composite, Composite Index, a smaller gain of just under 0.1%. Canada, not bad. We got 0.4% gain. And here's the startling one, though. So I'm going to just have a little cough here. Hate these human frailties, but there we are. What can I do about it other than cough? Brazil. Up 5.12%. So these bombed out commodity producers are all recovering in here, and that's been really the story of this year to date, although it didn't start right away. Really started sort of towards the end of January and early part of February. All right. Looking elsewhere, the U.S. Treasury bonds, not much of a change there, just a fraction lower at 1.83%. The VIX dipped a little bit lower here to 16.70. That's still not back to a level of high confidence, but it's heading in that in that direction, and clearly it's no longer reflecting the tremendous fear that we were seeing only 3-4 weeks ago. Now, elsewhere, What pleases me a lot here, we see the dollar index down over 630 ticks. That brings it down to 97.60. And I mentioned in last night's audio that I thought really it was time for the U.S. Treasury and the Fed to be intervening here to bring that dollar index back down. And I suspect that's exactly what has happened here, because there's no bad news that's come out of the U.S. And really, the Treasury and the Fed need to just manage this all surreptitiously. Of course, they're not going to tell anyone about it. Why should they? And one of the reasons for that, somebody asked me, why don't they tell anybody about it? Well, it would just cause a lot of speculation, comment, criticism, so on. But they're trying to influence investor patterns, investor trends, and if enough people who are dollar bulls keep buying and noticing that they get hit up at this level, then they'll lose interest and buy some of the other currencies that I've mentioned. And there are plenty of them that are performing, and not least in the developing economies. For instance, India, where the Indian rupee not long ago was up at had fallen to a low of actually of 68.78 rupees to the US dollar, has seen a reasonable recovery over the last few days. It's at 67.3, so from 68.78 to 67.3 rupees, and that can carry a little further. Also, the Chinese currency is a little firmer in here. Now, among the other ones that I can see here on my screen, the euro is pushed up to 1.0956. So certainly firmer there. So sterling, 1.4179. And particularly the Australian dollar, 0.7353 here right now. So again, these bombed out commodity currencies are doing better, as are their stock markets. Okay, and what about the commodity markets here overall? Crude oil a little bit firmer. The Brent, as I speak, is at $37. And the WTI crude is at 34.69. That's up 3 cents. Brent was up 7 cents, but they were lower earlier in the day. So that's positive steadying action overall, despite all the talk about the huge amount of supply. I think I posted an article on that yesterday. All the above ground oil that is in play, that even if we were to get a cutback agreement, that would still be around. Nevertheless, it would lead to a lot of short covering if we did get that agreement. But the point is, there's enough oil above ground to limit the extent of a technical rally that we can get in crude. Owen and I have been saying for over a month now that the bottom is in on crude oil, and it's just a matter of how long it ranges before it moves somewhat higher. In precious metals, this was interesting. Palladium, a good action, up $26 to 541.25. Silver, steady, $15.25. Platinum also steady, 951. That's up nearly $15. And gold remains the star performer in here, $1,265 and change. That's up 25 and a half $5. Extremely good action by by gold, and that's a new recovery high here overall. Point I've made before is keep an eye on what happens with silver here, because that should pick up the running if precious metals remain steady and are heading for a good good overall performance this year, in addition to what they've already seen. That remains a real possibility. The charts look good. My initial concern was that they were just rallying on the basis of fear, but the move has actually got a little bit of momentum going for it now. that's a good sign for gold and precious metal bulls in general. Among agricultural commodities, so we had a number of gains in here today. White sugar featuring yet again, that was up strongly yesterday. Coffee's also stronger here today. The grains and beans are all a bit higher as well. So again, commodities really the star performers here overall, and it's a little bit, there's something Owen and I were talking about earlier today, saying Owen made a point that is a little bit like or reminiscent of 2007, when we saw commodities take off from some of these low levels that they had been occupying. But they've been much lower this time around, and we're not, in my opinion, waltzing into a banking crisis. I'm pretty certain about that. We're not waltzing into a banking crisis or another great credit crunch for the global economy. But in terms of technical action on stock markets, that suggests that this is for the developed economies, and not least the USA, that this has been a cyclical bear, and it's getting up to an extremely interesting level. Will it be able to break up above those declining 200-day moving averages? Well, the momentum would have to change for them not to do that. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they will move a bit higher, but I don't think they will move a great deal higher, I'll put it that way. So I think we're likely to remain range-bound overall, but the rally has been impressive and certainly somewhat reassuring. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.